So I'm going to do what Father God have asked me, instructed me, Holy Spirit has instructed me to teach about the Holy Spirit and get rid of all this stuff that you've been going through, all, and why you so afraid that you're going to mess up. Jesus did not come to condemn you. He didn't come to curse you. He came to redeem you. But woe be to the man that trample underfoot the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and count it as a worthless thing. Woe be to that man. So where do we stop it? Let's read a little further. I want to get down to at least verse 8. For John did what? John baptized in water. And it'd be good if you take some notes. John baptized in water. Because see, this is so important when we understand what the book of Acts is all about, what the church, right now, we're still living in the book of Acts. Right now. And see, once you understand this, you don't have any problem winning souls, making disciples, helping other people. Hallelujah. And he said, for John baptized you with water, but in a few days from now, you'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Keep going. Every time they were gathered together, now watch what happened. They asked Jesus. See, they were missing what the purpose of Jesus coming together with them. They were concerned about something that they couldn't do anything about and Jesus couldn't do anything about. And he said, I'm going to tell you what I am sent here to do. And this is what people do. They get, as leaders, they get involved in something that don't concern them. My job is to preach the gospel. My job is to shepherd you, make sure you get fed the word of God. That's our job. That's what we're here for. My job is not to try to tell you how to float a boat or whatever. See, if you get this word, you learn how to float a boat for yourself. Every time we come together, they asked, every time they were together, they were gathered together, they asked Jesus, Lord, is it time? Is it the time now for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? Now listen to the response of Jesus. Keep going. He answered. See, he told them, so they don't keep questioning me, asking me about this. So he answered them and settled the issue here so they can get focused on what they're to do. Because he gave the church assignment, what he gave them, he has assigned us to do too. So he said, he answered, the Father is the one who sets and fixed dates and the time of their fulfillment. You are not permitted to know the timing of all that he has prepared by his own authority. Did you hear what he said? So no use to asking about that, because he's going to do what he's going to do anyway. Amen. But I promise you this. What's that? I promise you this. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Did it come upon them? All right. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And you will be what? Seized with power. And you will be my messenger. Keep going. To Jerusalem, throughout Judea, and distant province, even to the remotest places on earth. And this is the way King James read it. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria unto the utmost part of the earth. See, their job, this is our assignment. We are to be, once we are born again, these people that he was talking to, Peter, James, and John, along with the other that made up the 11, they had already received eternal life. That's why he could talk to them like that. Because if you go back to John Gospel chapter 20 and read, he breathed on them and said, what? Receive ye the Holy Ghost. They had been born again. But he said, wait. And this is where the church have failed. And I'm going to show you. But this is what the early church did. When they heard that new converts, people had gotten saved. And I'm going to read you in just a minute. And where on the day of Pentecost, there was a crowd of people there. And then everybody get saved, but 3,000 of them did. Hello? And the first thing they did was got them, they baptized them in water, but they got them filled with the Holy Ghost. All right? So switch over to Acts chapter 2. We're talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus told them emphatically, don't go nowhere. Wait for the promise. Wait. Listen to this now while we're here. That was the only time he ever told any believer to wait. After that, you don't have to wait. The moment you get saved, I'm going to show you in scripture, you can get saved, you can get filled with the Holy Ghost while I'm preaching. You don't have to wait. But people pick that up and you got to tarry for the Holy Ghost. No, you don't. Mary, forward. If I call you up here, I'm not going to do it today. I said, Mary, I got $100 right here. Would you come get it? What would you say? Well, I got to wait and pray and let's see what the Lord said. Maybe. Oh, you get up and come on and get it. If we can understand that in the realm of the spirit, you don't have to wait on God for nothing but seeking his faith. And why you do that? Anything he promised you, you don't have to wait for. Anything he's given you, you don't have to wait for. He'll give you healing. He'll give you prosperity. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. He'll give you joy. He'll give you peace. And somebody saying, well, joy come in the morning, but it may be next year. No, why? Why not now? If he's given it, why do I have to wait for it? I told you I had $100. Come get it. He said, well, let me wait and see. I guess I'm wait and see what Gene say. I said, Gene said, go get it, girl. I know it's what you say. Hallelujah. But you see how the truth of God had been muddied with tradition and opinion of people, and it had messed our lives up, so we lived a life so far beneath what God wants us. And God wants his people to stop trying to be so professional and become spiritual. So, he got one. If you knew where I came from, you would think, go sit down, boy. But the thing about it, God told me. And what he called, he qualified. And I'm qualified to do this to the glory of God. Amen. To you. So it will behoove you to get your listening ears like you get them on like you never had them on. Because some things about to come out of my mouth you ain't never heard or seen. Going to penetrate your being and change your whole life. You can come out of that gloomy, foggy, cloudy, messed up, run down, do nothing life and come to the place where God wants you to be. Amen. Your flesh will rob you of the blessing of God because it always wants to be in charge. Yes, it will.